Hey guys, welcome back to episode 6 of Too Authentic with myself, Sven, and my partner in crime, Jess.
Hey everyone.
On Too Authentic, we talk about controversial and relevant topics in a real and authentic way, maybe too authentic for some. And today's topic is women's education, or the lack of education for women in patriarchal systems or societies, and how it is used as a tool of control and power. And Jess, you have grown up, at least to some extent, in a patriarchal society. What's your experience with women's education and how it's used to maybe protect certain interests or to keep women small and quiet?
Yeah. So before I even get to that, I just want to make clear that education is a fundamental human right, and it is a right that no one can deny any other individual. It doesn't matter what anyone says to you, education is your right. And I feel like it is used as a way to control, especially the women in patriarchal societies, as you've just mentioned, and that's been my experience as well. Like growing up, seeing it in family groups, even in my own experience, I have seen certain comments that have been made where people have been like, oh, if you pursue this and that, it's because you've got too much education. You're too educated now. Like it's like a girl has gone rogue because she's had too much education. And I always found that very unsettling, because to me, education is not just good for the female in that situation, but it's good for the society as a whole, because we talk about how in patriarchal societies, women are still considered a burden. But by educating a woman, you'd lift that burden away. Like, you make sure that woman is empowered, she can make her own decisions, she can contribute to your household, and she can be a better citizen, not just for you, but for society as a whole. But it's still seen as a way to kind of keep women oppressed. And sometimes I do wonder if it's because people are afraid the more that the women learn and the more they educate themselves, that they'll start to realize that the way they are being treated is wrong.
I think that's the main thing. Yeah. Here. I think it is to keep them small and unreflected, and sorry to say, but basically that's the idea from the other side, to keep them dumb so they do not understand what is done to them. Because I think the more education you receive, the more you learn to use your own senses and your own brain, then you will see right through it, and you will basically unveil or reveal all the things that are going wrong in society, and how you are treated in a wrong way. So I think that educated people are more likely to reflect and to oppose a system that is not in their best interest. Yeah. So I think that's the big thing here. And I haven't mentioned that in the intro, but a few days ago we have watched a documentary where it was about, long story short, someone who married in India, a girl that married outside her caste, lower caste, how they call it. And the family was not happy at all, so they had to do that secretly. And the family went to where they actually hired killers, hired people, or the father was even involved, I think, in the attack, and tried to kill both, like the couple, the girl and her husband. And she had now turned into an activist, also went to sue her own family. And I remember that, what was it, the counsel or the lawyer, so the person defending the family in this case, because in this whole assault or attack, it was basically that the parents were the driving force. One of the points that their lawyer brought forward, or actually mentioned in their final statement, was at least she was, first of all, the parents gave birth to her, so because a lot of girls are being aborted as soon as people know. And then secondly, they did give her education, and that was probably, basically that's how he put it, that was, looking back, the mistake, because if they wouldn't have done that, either wouldn't even have given birth to her, or wouldn't have given her education, then we wouldn't have this issue or problem here now. So he was still trying to say that the mistake wasn't being made by the parents not accepting that their daughter chose to live the way she wanted, but the mistake was actually to educate her, to allow her to make up her own mind, and, you know, like to give her a bit too much knowledge and access to education, so she would actually understand what was going wrong and would develop a free will.
Yeah, and his closing argument, like, we just laughed at it because we thought, what is this? Like, how can you even close
As a professional, as a lawyer.
Yeah, I mean, if the lawyers are speaking like this, it doesn't say much about the society that they're working in as well. And just what he said was like a denial of two fundamental human rights. One, A, obviously the right to live. Just because you're a woman doesn't mean like there's something wrong with you and you should be aborted in the womb, which is a whole another topic. But also the right to education, saying that at least the family gave her an education. First of all, that is not their right to give her an education. Education is for everyone. It's free, especially in India. In some societies, it is a lot cheaper for you to get it as you would in other societies and things like that. But for me, the whole issue becomes about control. So in patriarchal societies, it is based on a system of control and also fear conditioning as well. So as you're growing up, your family, the people that you spend time with are the only sources you have of information on how to live your life. So for them, education is kind of seen as a bit of a threat because you're exposed to new ways of thinking, new ways of life, and you start to question things like, is the way that I'm being treated correct? Like, should I start to wonder, oh, how my parents treat me may not be right. Is it a toxic system and things like that? And I think that's where it all kind of comes from. It's like a fear. And I've heard it like growing up, things like even in Punjabi, kudi de padhai band karnani, which means, oh, we'll stop the girl's education if she gets too much. And that's, I've never heard it used for a male before. It's always if the woman is speaking a little bit too loud or is a little bit too outspoken that it makes people uncomfortable, they blame education.
And it's ridiculous to actually go and blame someone for using their own brain, you know, like having their own opinion on something that actually already shows how toxic and sick the whole system is.
Yeah.
That, look, we have to keep them
small,
keep them narrow-minded, keep them uneducated so that then they will just stay in line with what we want them to do, basically. So, you know, they're just basically kept slave to the system and have no freedom and no free access to education. And it sounds so stupid or ironic for us as well here in Australia or in Germany, generally in Western cultures, where we want our kids to have the best possible education. You know, people pay big stacks of money to have their kids, especially in Australia, go to certain schools, and they want them to have the best possible education. And then in patriarchal societies, as in India or some regions of India, it works the other way around. The funny thing is that at the same time they say, we have a daughter, she is a burden, she can't work, you know, we have to pay dowry and all that stuff. Just give her education, let her like find a proper profession for herself. Like, you don't even know where the problem starts and ends if you look at it. And we were on a bit of a documentary binge the last few days, and my God, there's so much to talk about, so much to fix, and just one problem feeds into the other.
And you know what? The whole thing makes no freaking sense because you put so much pressure on your children when you're young to perform well in academics. And from an Asian... Oh, I shook the whole table here because I'm so annoyed. But you put so much pressure on your child to succeed, to get good marks in school, even females like myself. Like, I was always like, okay, I've got to do really well. My parents have sacrificed so much for me. I owe it to them to do really well.
To then never use it anyway.
Yeah. And then you put so much pressure is put on you to do well. You do well. You graduate top of your class, you get an education, you go to university, you go and do, you check all those things off that list that you were meant to achieve, or to what? Just to become more marriageable. Like, it's just to increase your value in the whole marriage equation. You know what I mean?
Is that a bit different? Do you think that's a bit different growing up with an Indian background in Australia, for example, than if it was back in India? Is it that they are trying to pull the girls out of school even earlier there than here?
In some cases, yes. But in the cases that I've seen growing up through extended family, it's always been like, get the girl educated the best you can, whether it's PhD, master's, whatever it is that she wants to do, just so that she can get married. Because when they
just
look
so
at...
Just so that it looks better on shadi.com.
Yeah, pretty much. Shadi.com, PunjabiMatrimony.com, whatever service it is that you want to use, or auntie down the street, whatever. But it's just that so that she looks more marriageable. And then once that person is married, and I'm speaking for those in India that I know of, not everyone is like this, that person has to then give up pretty much their whole life just to spend time at home, become a housewife.
I was just going to say that I remember that you've mentioned this numerous times, that it's always like, oh, you can do this when you're married, you can do that when you're married. So even if it's about career choices or, you know, certain things you want to do, traveling, I think we've sent messages with some people, received some messages on this as well. When it's about traveling, you can do all that when you're married, but then you're getting married. Worst case scenario to someone who is very, very conservative, and then basically you are mother and housewife and cleaner.
And that's it. You don't use that degree. You don't use all that education that you got, that you worked so hard for, that you were told is going to determine whether your life will be a success or a failure. You don't use any of that. You just go into the housewife role and that's it. What's the point of getting your girls educated if that's what the end of, what the end goal is? Why is it always about marriage? And I think it all kind of just feeds into the same thing. You know what I mean?
Very tricky topic. At like, on one hand, there are like big expectations if you receive the education to perform well for then,
because it's a gift, and that's why they say we can take it away from you, so you should value it more, and you should do well, and if you don't do well, there's something wrong with you.
Understand. And then on the other hand, if you do not follow the rules, then it's taken away from you. It's also used as a as a tool of control, basically.
I never faced pressure to do really well in school. I put that pressure on myself because I didn't want to let anyone down around me just because of the way I saw everyone else performing and things like that. So that's one thing I can say I didn't experience, but I have seen it with my friends and things like that, that they had to get above 95. And if they didn't, everything else is considered a flop. You know what I mean? Or for what? To get married.
And I also remember a story. I think it was, I might have seen it on YouTube, a family that lives in Australia, the family with the most, was it lawyers? I think it was most doctors in one family, where they have like, I don't know, 12 doctors or basically everyone's a doctor. And then I just asked myself like, okay, it sounds impressive, but how much is that out of free will? Or is it just the family tradition and the pressure? Your father is a doctor, your mother is a doctor, we're all doctors. It's maybe it's a profession that is common in the caste as well. Not super familiar with the caste system, but you know, it can be all around pressure as well. So in the context of education, it is also how much free access is there for a girl to find the education in whatever niche and direction she wants to go. So, you know, like, is it really possible to completely follow your passion? Of course, there is education and school, but after that, what about studies? What about, you know, doing courses and really choosing your own profession and, you know, being in full charge of how much education you want to get in whatever context it is that you're interested in?
Yeah, and that's another thing as well. I think the type of education we get makes a big difference in how we perceive the world and how we go about our daily lives as well. I feel like because I was brought up in Australia, I have maybe a different perspective to someone that would have been brought up in the Indian education system, which I know there are still a lot of flaws and things that are not even like covered. Like I follow a lot of Indian influences and you see that things like sex education or female health and things like that, they're just not touched because it's such a taboo to talk about these things. And then I feel like that can avoid so many problems growing up. Like the child doesn't even know what's happening. You're going through puberty, you don't even know what puberty is. You know what I mean? Like there's such a gap because some things is considered such a taboo and it's always within the female issues.
And that's a big topic again then when we look at how ideally in big parts of the society there wouldn't be any sexual partners before. So basically you go straight from school, however long you go to school, into a relationship, but you don't even know what to expect. And we've even, that goes a bit further. Not an issue, hopefully, or as far as I know, not really an issue in Australia, but like arranged marriages at like young age, basically, you know? So there's a whole...
It's such a complex issue.
It's a very complex issue, but long story short, and I think that applies to everyone. Personally, for me, life is a never-ending lesson, basically. You know, it's always about learning more and more and more. So if you don't have access to that, If someone takes that away from you, the ability to learn, we're so spoiled in some sense. It's so normal for us that we can Google stuff, we can look it up, we can order books, we can listen to audiobooks, we can listen to podcasts, we can watch stuff on YouTube, and we can just educate ourselves. At least speaking about myself, you know, whatever I want to study, whatever I want to do, I have the complete freedom to go and do whatever I want to do, and I have access to it. So it's so hard to imagine if someone took this away from you. It's very depressing and it limits every kind of personal growth. And I think that's exactly the idea, because the females, the women in that society, they're basically just there to function. You know, depending on their age, depending on the different stages in life, they have certain functions. And we've spoken about that before on previous podcasts, how it is also about... first you're the family's responsibility, then you're, you know, and then you're basically the in-laws' responsibility. You just you go from one I don't want to say owner, but one person that controls you.
It's like pass the parcel or something. Have you played that game in Germany where you pass the parcel and someone else has to hold it? It's like that with a woman.
Yeah, right.
Society.
Yeah, exactly. And then to a certain degree, it is about performing well in school, but then not really because we want you to get the maximum knowledge and reflection and sense and ability to make wise choices in life. Now we only want it so it looks good on paper,
yep.
But we're still the ones making the choices. And if you ever feel like suddenly opposing one of our choices, we're blaming the education and we're threatening you to take it away from you. And
yep.
Do you know any cases around you here in Australia where you feel like people had to fight for their education? Do you think it's a common thing here in Australia as well?
Look, the thing about patriarchal societies is the people that were brought up in that very society from when they were born, even if they leave the country, they still take parts of that society with them and they apply it to their own lives. And I feel like because that's just the way they grew up, they still have this weird culture clash in their head. They're like, okay, well, I was brought up like this, but this society is different like this. And it's like this weird clash or maybe even a bit of chaos in their head. So you do kind of see it. And there have been friends of mine that have had to fight for the type of education that they wanted. Like I know a couple of girlfriends of mine that changed their careers. They were in corporate and they wanted to do something else and they faced a huge issue with their families. Like one of them was actually disowned because she wasn't able to do what they wanted her to do. And you know what I mean? Like after a while, they kind of got over it and they understood, okay, it's our child's happiness is the most important, da, 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 da. But she had to fight for that. You know, she had to fight to do what made her happy. And I feel like education for women, it's like they want you to be educated because yes, you look better on paper for getting married, like you just mentioned, but not too educated in that you start to question the very society that you're in, or you start to question the way you've been brought up, or whether there are different ways of thinking, or even like new schools of thought, like that's not allowed at all.
Mm.
Like you can't think too much.
Yeah, and that's interesting. Like I know that we've spoken about it as well in some way, like just trying to send a message out there to everyone who's listening and maybe in the situation that they're trying to fight for their education, or maybe it might even just bring some awareness to you guys out there to reflect on your own situation. In my opinion, I didn't really feel like I had anyone pressure me about my results at school. Of course, if there were like really like bad results at some points, then I would have to listen to my parents and explain, or there would be like some extra accountability. But we've spoken about that as well. If we like look at having kids one day, I think the ideal lays somewhere in between. Of course, you want your kids to give their best and, you know, like to try to perform well and take things seriously and also put their efforts into stuff that is not completely enjoyable, even though it's not their favorite subject, to still, you know, focus on it and do their homework, even though homework, I think it's not a big thing here in Australia. It was a bit bigger in Germany. But at the end of the day, it's important also for the child to, and even at that point, some of the school systems might be a bit sick or ill in terms of everything. You put the same, you apply the same concept to every child. And, you know, people have different talents and they develop them, go and develop them. A lot of people, after they have finished school. So what's that even worth? So I would say don't allow your parents to put too much pressure on you, and always remember that education is a very, very powerful tool. So, you know, and that doesn't just go for the school, wherever you are. Nowadays, also India has access to the internet, and I think it gets harder and harder to take it away from someone. So use every source, every tool you have to educate yourself about your own rights, about what's wrong or right, and also just about to gain more knowledge and information that is helpful in your life, in your career, and also with the problems you're facing.
Yeah, and I think I 100% agree with everything that you said here. You know, it's not their right to take away from you, because that right is for you. Like a right to education is for everyone, you know what I mean? But it's like when you're in that situation, and I speak from experience, and someone like someone that you're supposed to trust and you look up to and you think has your best interest at heart says, oh, we'll stop your education. Like, I don't even have any words for how that would feel. Like, it's hard.
But at the same time, if they say that to you, it's basically they openly admit that they ran out of arguments. Like, there's no
That's
other
all they
point
can
they
say,
can
like,
make.
We'll stop your education,
they,
yeah.
They know that they are wrong. They're just like, shit, she got me.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing they can say.
And that's how I used to take it. But I know of plenty of women that when they are told comments like this from people that they think should have their best interests at heart, it is very disheartening. It's very unsettling because you put everything you can into this education of yours because you've been told from when you're young that this is what your future would depend on, et cetera, et cetera.
You and want then someone, for your parents to acknowledge that. You want to make them proud in some sense maybe because you feel the pressure. Yeah.
And then they kind of just shatter that when they say something like, we'll take it away from you. We should stop it now.
Yeah. Who did I even do it all for? Yeah. I understand. Yeah. Because so, you're always looking for that respect,
validation,
affection, love, and you're trying to sort of like buy their like, or you know,
yourself to them.
Yeah, you're giving everything
it's
you can.
It's a vicious cycle because I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So talk more about it.
Yeah, so. I remember like when I was going through high school, like I wanted to nail school, like I wanted to come first in everything, and I wanted to like just do the best that I can because I knew I would make my family so proud, you know. And everyone wants to do that, like, oh, they sacrifice their whole life for them, for you to like have this education and live in a country like this, and you have to do your part now, and you have to do well, and etc. And you put that pressure on yourself. They never put it on me, but I kind of had that pressure for myself just because of little comments here and there. I never wanted to stuff up in their eyes, and for me, like, I felt like I was trying to get validation or love from them by doing well. You know what I mean? And it was crippling. Like, I ended up stressing myself out so much. Like, before every exam, I'd, like, vomit and stuff. It was disgusting. But I was, like, to the point of getting really stressed, and I got very sick from it, too, because I was, like, there was so much pressure on me from myself to do well. And then, like, later on when someone says to you, we'll take that education away, we'll stop that education, like, that is... that's fucking shit,
devastating.
Man.
Devastating, yeah. I
it's devastating.
Imagine.
It shatters so much for you. And... you're right when you say like you're trying to prove yourself and you're trying to get that validation. And that's why up until uni, like when I finished my course, I did Bachelor of Commerce. Like I felt like I was doing it for everyone else. I didn't really do it for me. I did really well and everything, but it wasn't very satisfying for me. It's only when I chose, okay, I'm going to become a personal trainer. I'm going to do fitness education because that's what I want to do for me.
That's like, when you started following your own passion.
For myself. And I felt so empowered and so fulfilled because I was doing it for me, not for anybody else and not for what society said. Like there's no other Punjabi personal trainers that I know of. Like for me, it wasn't because everyone else wanted to do it or I felt like it would be an accepted career choice. It's actually the opposite. I felt like people would be like, oh, when are you going to stop this PT thing? And that's exactly what I got in society. Like some people said to me, when are you going to stop this whole PT thing and go back to your corporate job? Because that's where the money was and stuff like that. I didn't give a shit about that.
And you get people say stuff like this in every
society
part
and
of
stuff.
The society or in every society or with different cultural backgrounds. You always have... people that jump in and criticize you or share their skepticism when you try something that's sort of out of line, that's a bit unusual. And that's the same people that then come and pat you on the shoulder if you succeed. I've made similar experiences in the past. But I think still we're looking at a bigger picture here in terms of education. I think this drive or pressure to succeed as a female is also rooted in how the culture works, how you feel like you're sort of second choice, second class, second priority from the day you're born. And this is why you maybe feel even more of a need to show that you're equal, to show that you are as good
as the guy.
And you're trying to sort of make up in different areas. And also it's the concept that we've spoken about before with conditional and unconditional love. You always feel like it's always connected to something. And you say it's only been little comments, but little comments can have a massive impact, especially when you're talking to a child. So in early childhood. So even though it was just little comments here and there, it can also create a certain, it can still create a certain expectation. And I think, so this is part of the bigger picture, especially as a female.
Yeah.
You have to feel like you're always...
you're on the back foot. You're always on the back
always
foot.
Always on the back foot, always on the defense, or you always have to prove yourself. And education is one of the areas, you know, that you where you can stand out.
Yeah.
But is it actually going to bring any results at the end of the day? That's the big question.
It's it is a big question. It's different depending on the family you're in and the kind of influences that are around you and stuff. But just when you mentioned that little comments can have a big effect, I thought back to a comment that I used to get all the time, like, because I was very studious, I was always very committed to my education and my personal development, even before I decided to become a personal trainer. Like, I've always been very focused on my studies. And I generally did very well because I put so much effort into these things. And I was always, people always said to me, oh, it's like you're the son of the house. It's like, you know, you're my son. It's not like, oh, you're my daughter or anything. It was always like, oh, as a compliment,
too,
like you're my...
for a girl.
Yeah, like, oh, it's
or
like you're my
driven
son.
Driven for a girl.
Oh, you're like the son of the house. And back then, I loved these comments. I was like, yeah, I am. Now, stepping out of it, I'm like, holy fuck. You know what I mean? You realize how toxic some things are. These little comments, they add up, because then your whole life you kind of spend trying to get this validation to become like just as equal as a boy, because you started off on the back foot. You know, it's only after stepping outside of something that you realize how damaging comments like that can be.
Yeah, and that's people. What it takes, and it takes some distance too. That's normal, like that as we are growing up, you know, as an adult, that we then go and reflect on our childhood, and it's always that everyone has these moments or repeated patterns that have brought us to the point where we are today, and that are or have been traumatic in some way, and that we have to face and see and work through and basically move past as well in some way. So as soon as you understand what is it that drives you in life, and as soon as you understand why certain comments are being made, how it's basically just to is disempower a word or
I think it is. Unempower sounds good. Let's go with disempower.
That's what I was thinking as well. So anyway, to take the power away from you and protect the system that is not serving you and keep you small, understand that. Don't feel the pressure, because in a system where from the day you're born you're not being treated equal, you will never, no matter what you do, you will never change someone's mind and earn the equal respect unless these people choose to change their own beliefs and mindset.
Yes.
But you, no matter what you do, you will never be able to change this and flip this around. So don't make your life about this. I know it's very hard truth that we talk about all of these podcasts, but at the same time, I can imagine that it can be eye-opening. So do not sacrifice yourself. Do not make your whole life about just trying to change the way someone perceives you, to change the way someone sees you, but make it about what you enjoy, what you want to do with your life. We all only have one life to live. So, you know, don't live it for somebody else, and don't waste it or throw it away. And especially when you're in the US, in Canada, in the UK, in Australia, at the end of the day, can they really take the education away from you? It's only to a certain extent if you allow it. And of course, it needs some serious balls to go against it. But everyone out there, just do it on your own life, and you know, make sure that you do not allow anyone to keep you small.
Yeah, and look, that's a big point here. You can't allow anyone to have that much power over you. Yes, these people gave birth to you. Yes, they were there for you when you were younger and so forth, been through your life stages with you. But they can't take away the right to your education. They can't tell you how to live your life either, and that's just the truth facts. Like, you think that your existence becomes about trying to pay back some sort of debt for being allowed to live because you're a girl, or being brought to this country because it's so full of opportunity and things like that. No, your duty is to yourself, you know? It's not to try and change the viewpoints of people around you, especially if they're not open to change. I feel like that's hitting your head against a brick wall, and it gets so frustrating as well when you're constantly trying to change how people perceive things and you can't. Like, I've been there as well. Like, I used to always argue back about certain issues and nothing would ever change, and at some point I kind of just gave up and I was like, all right, well, that's just the way they are. I can't really do anything.
And if someone tries to win or thinks they win the argument by saying you've spent too much time studying, you know, it's the education, and they're trying to blame that, take this as a warning bell, as a warning sign
that
the system you're in is toxic, is patriarchal, is just basically based around keeping women small and controlling them.
Yeah.
I can't see any bigger warning sign than that. Someone saying, you receive too much education, you're too well educated, or listen, what are you going to gain from studying now? I think it's time for us to find you a husband.
Yeah.
But you know, if you hear stuff like this, I don't know how common it is. I've never heard it, obviously. But if you hear stuff like this, big warning bells that should go in your head and be like, what the hell is actually happening here?
And you know what? Like, in patriarchal societies, I understand when the male of the house or the male says something like, oh, the education is too much, you need to stop it, because they're afraid, like, women are going to become equal or whatever it may be. But what shits me the most, it's when the women of these societies say the same things. Like, oppressed women helping other people become more oppressed. Like, don't you want people to have like a way out? Like, and I feel like that always hurts me the most. And I understand it to some extent as well. It's because they grew up in the society and they too are a victim of the culture. But at the end of the day, you've been in the shoes that your child is in or that this person is in. So you should be like supportive of them wanting an education, not trying to keep them small yourself. Maybe they come from a place of insecurity of their own lives. I'm not sure. Or like feel like they've missed out on something. I don't even know, but it shits me.
Yeah, you know what I think what it is? And we have dealt with this in a different context, but where it is that people... Here it is about protecting protecting a system that is against their own gender. But we've also been confronted with people telling lies, not speaking the truth, so they don't have to face their own mistakes yep. or stuff they have, you know, moments where they have taken a wrong turn in their own life. So I think... Yeah, I think with these women, if it's the elders, you know, if it's the grandmother or auntie or whatever, and they are actually supporting the system, I believe that somewhere, in most cases subconsciously, the root is that they haven't had the guts to, you know, or the courage yeah. to do it themselves, to oppose it themselves. They were always just following and feeding into it. So now go like how much it takes a lot of self-reflection and courage to then when you're older and you have lived big parts of your life already and you have basically signed up to this life and sort of obeyed to this culture to then suddenly go and be like, you know what, good on her, she's doing the right thing. I think it's just much easier and more comfortable to just stay ignorant, close your eyes, and just, you know, support the system that you have aligned with for a very long time. In one of the numerous documentaries we've watched, there were also some women that have gone through like a very, very tough life where they've been sold off into prostitution by their families and stuff like that. But then these women say, no more. I break the cycle. I'm not going to let my kids, because they did end up with kids or daughters, go through the same. But more likely, we know people are comfortable and people are, you know, a lot of times they choose to rather not see the uncomfortable truth, basically, but just stick with their story that they've been telling themselves for most of their life so that they would actually find a way to just accept it and go with it. And I think that's the case here with a lot of people that, a lot of women that do support the toxic system.
Yeah, I agree with you as well. And I think it's just because they're afraid to see something that they've been running away from their whole life because it's allowed them to have some sort of an existence. And then when someone comes along and challenges that system, something that they may not have had the courage to do back in the day or even now, they don't know what to do with it. They're like, oh, if one person changes, you can't change the whole culture. They should just assimilate. And that's one of the things that we heard in the documentaries as well. What does this one person think that they're going to do to change the whole culture? You can't change a culture. Actually, you can. And it's all these one person here and there. There's more of us every day. Like people start awakening and realizing that the way they're being treated is not being good and something needs to change. The more people rise like this, everyone rises with them. And that makes people afraid sometimes because that whole society, that whole structure is threatened. And that's how they find their identity.
Especially today where there are these documentaries on YouTube where, you know, where people use social media and podcasts and whatever platform they have access to share their stories. And it is true, whatever you do, whenever you go through the fire, basically, you do not just do it for yourself, you do it for everybody else. And I feel like watching these documentaries, it's absolutely shocking, it's horrible. I feel like 90% of the girls with an Indian background have to go through at least some of these issues that we have touched on so far. Of course, there are always different degrees and different extents, but I feel like there's barely anyone that gets away without any form of discrimination or, you know, where they're being a bit crippled basically in their rights.
Every brown female is going through the same thing, whether it's in different levels of severity or whatever it is, but we're all going through the same thing. But we all sit here feeling alone because no one talks about these things because we've been taught that this is the way that things are. And this is just the way it's going
to
be.
Sorry to interrupt you. And this, what we do here right now, also, this is education. And that's what I mean. It's accessible. Even these podcasts, I think you can call it education in the way of... especially in India or 10 or 20 years ago, the media, everything is controlled, you know?
It still is in some states.
Yeah, so people are, or information is sort of locked away or held away from certain groups. And it is, yeah, it's being censored. So even this is education, you know? Inspiration, motivation, education to just, we are in some way educating some people. I don't know, the majority of our listeners comes from the States, the UK and Australia, I think, so they would know more about their rights already, but hopefully we're also going to reach other corners, other areas of the world where people do not feel that empowered by their rights sort of naturally or automatically.
Yeah. And just going back to our topic as well about how education is a right and no one can actually give that right to you. It's just your right. I remember like just after everything happened with us, like I remember there was comments from the extended family where they said something like, your parents had allowed you, your family had allowed you to do whatever course you wanted. They allowed you to travel. They allowed you to have an education and they allowed you to change careers when you did. Like it was theirs to give. You know what I mean? Like that's not anyone's right to give me. My right is to an education and how I choose to live my life is my own right. Do you know what I mean? So I found that very like unsettling, but also at the same time, I was just like, man, I hope one day you get to a point where you realize the things that you're saying aren't that true and you're just trying to run away from something yourself. You're afraid to face something.
And when people make these statements without them even realizing or knowing, they're pointing the finger right at the problem.
Yep.
They think that we spoke about owning and disowning, you know, giving you education, giving you the opportunity to travel. All this should be a given. Like we recently came across this psychologist that deals with like, you know, parenting, raising children.
Dr. Shefali.
Yeah, Indian background as well, yeah. I think. And she is very clear on the fact that, yes, you are giving birth to this little human being, but you have to understand that he or she is his or her own human being from day one. The day he or she is born, you are learning something from the baby. The baby is learning from you, but you're only giving guidance. You're not owning anyone. You're not owning their lives, and you can't rule their decisions in life. And I think this is something that in that culture, people get fundamentally wrong. They think, I have given birth to you. I've looked after you. When I listened to all these things for the first time, you know, when I got more into that culture, when we got to know each other better and you opened up about these things, I was like, how the hell does that make sense? For my own kids, for our own kids, I would want the best, like, I would want to provide them everything they need, everything they want, so they have all the choices in front of them to then go for whatever makes them happy, basically. And I wouldn't feel like, you really want to work for the rubbish removalist? No, you're going to end up become a lawyer or a doctor. Like, do you know what I mean? At the end of the day, whatever you want to do, go ahead and do it. Like, it's not that you are there to judge and rule somebody else's life.
Yep. And I think that's what it is. Like, a lot of people think that parenting children is like you're parenting someone that's an extension of yourself, so that they are part of you. And because of this view, you think that everything that they do should be in line with what you want from that for them. Do you know what I mean? Like, it has to be exactly what you want for them. They have to follow this path and not this. And it's because you feel like it reflects on you and your role as a parent and things like that. But at the end of the day, it's completely different human being from you. Yes, you produced them. They have their own mind. They have their own hopes. They have their own mood. They have their own dreams. And it's your job to give them an environment where they're comfortable to explore whatever it is that they want in life with your support. It's not your job to tell people what to do. And, you know, now we talk more and more about how education should be a right, but it isn't really in a lot of societies. Like, I can think of so many examples off the top of my head where a woman getting educated or having too much of an education has been blamed for, like, the breakdown of a relationship just because a male wasn't as educated. You know what I mean? Like, I can think of someone in my extended family that they had a separation where the male had stopped university at some point. He didn't finish his degree, but his wife at the time had gone on to do a PhD or whatever it was. They ended up getting a divorce for whatever reason, and they said, oh, she was too educated. Like, it was because she was too educated.
At the end of the day, they always find a way to blame the girl.
Yeah,
probably.
The girl is blamed for everything. Educate, like, we can't do anything right, really. So you might as well just do what you want to do in your life, because at the end of the day, you're going to get blamed for something or the other.
Yeah, true. Especially if you choose to do your thing, go your own way, and you don't follow the path that other people have in mind for you. And I think in some cases, I don't know, it's very hard for me. Like, I can only guess, it's very hard for me to understand a parent that would treat their own child like this. But I'm asking myself, or looking at these aunties, the elders, yeah. I'm asking myself if it's also in some way maybe envy.
I was just going to say that,
envy or jealousy, mm-hmm. if then someone goes, I never had the right. I didn't do it. I wasted my life. I threw it away. I want to take it back from my child. Or I can't. How can she just do this? No, everyone aligns. Everyone just follows. That's not fair. You know, it's almost like a three-year-old basically that gets upset that they don't get what they want, or they, you know, somebody else gets more. Why is he getting the bigger toy?
It's like, because, you know what it is? It's because their parents lived their lives through them. And because they never got this chance to live the full life that they want to live it through their children. And when their child decides, no, I want to live for myself, it's like, no, you can't do that. You're going against me.
Then they have no control. This is my right. They have no control at all then, basically.
Exactly.
Not about their own life, not about their child's life. And I know we've mentioned that before. I think that concept is definitely applies in patriarchal societies, also in the Indian society or those parts that are more conservative, that you're sort of trying to take that freedom that you never had away from your child to make it your own. So at least you have some control in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the more you educate yourself, the more you gain freedom in your life. And you are opening up your phone. Did you want to go through some of the messages?
Yeah.
I saw you opening that earlier.
Yeah, so we had gotten a few comments on my story where I'd asked what people's views were about the topic that we were going to discuss today. And one of the comments that we got was that education makes women less of a burden. They can then take care of themselves and their family. So this adds on to the point
true,
that we said earlier.
True, it is absolutely true. But the thing is, in a patriarchal society, do they want that? They don't want that, because then if that's the majority of women, then suddenly the whole system breaks.
Yep.
The whole system doesn't work anymore. You cannot control them because they all want to make their own decisions. They all want freedom. So this will be the ideal that, you know, every girl that has some sort of opportunity, you know, has like a, lives in a country with a proper justice system and doesn't feel like she, you know, at the end of the day, it's everyone's decision. And up to everyone's judgment, how much of a risk or a threat it is to claim your own life, to go through this fire. But the more people do it, the more it like sort of breaks the patriarchal system.
Yep.
Because it feeds off the imbalance. It feeds off keeping the minority, the oppressed, small, and yeah, keeping them in their, well, how can I say, just be behind closed doors, basically.
Yeah, it's used as a tool to control the women in that society. And as long as people continue to use education or lack of education as a tool, like patriarchal societies and attitudes will continue until people decide, no, I will get an education for myself.
So we completely get her point here. Yeah. At the same time, I don't think that this would work to convince someone who is in this
society,
like in this patriarchal mindset, to be like, yeah, but look, if I do this, I'm less of a burden. I can earn money. I can, you know, be responsible for myself. They most likely wouldn't want that.
Yeah. And another comment we got is that education of females actually makes them powerful, independent, and aware of their abilities. But not just that, but it actually bridges the gap between the gender's individuality and promotes equal rights, which is something that we all know doesn't really happen in patriarchal societies.
Yes, yes. So this is only why we can only emphasize how important it is. If it's school, studies, or if it's even just in your spare time through the internet, educate yourself, educate about your rights, and use that education to take action. It's good to know everything that's in the books, but, you know, develop the courage to choose your own freedom and take control of your life.
Yeah. And I think when we talk about education, we're not just talking about like the maths and geometry and
exactly
these kind of educations, but educations to how to live without fear, how to live life to the fullest, how to take control of your own life. And I feel like that a lot of educations kind of neglect that. I didn't feel like I really learned that in school on how to like...
That's what I said earlier. Yeah. I think it's like there's this picture. If you take a goldfish and put him on a tree, you know, he's not going to be in his discipline. He's not going to do well. But if you put him in water, he's great. So the same thing applies to many kids. The same school system, you know, is used for lots of different kids with lots of different talents. So not everyone exactly blooms and, you know, grows and performs well at school. But it's about I think, also working on your own mindset, you know, consuming content that empowers you so you understand. And even I think every kind of education, let's say we will put this podcast into the same category as well.
Yeah.
If it's stuff like this, it will show you a different world. We in a previous podcast, we've spoken about different cultures and how this can be an eye-opener as well. You know, the more you are exposed to different opinions, to other opinions, to different worlds, this is when you understand, when you suddenly you're like, oh my God, now I see the light. Now I get it.
And this, like, is what patriarchs and people in the society is trying to avoid, because they don't want you to see that light, because that light threatens their existence. It threatens their identity in a system that they know isn't that great. Do you know what I mean? And that's what they are so afraid of. So you need to just take life by the balls, for lack of a better term, and fight for your right to be educated. Like, you know what I mean? Unfortunately, we live in societies, not just in India itself, but because these people go outside of India and then have families there, you still feel like you have to sort of fight for your rights. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is. But hopefully, we know with more time, these things will start to change, because more and more people are realizing that, hey, the way I've been treated hasn't been that great. And I have to get educated, for not just for myself, but for my future generations, and break that cycle, not just for yourself, but for future generations as well.
Is there any other message that you want to read out before we make our final statements?
So we had an interesting comment where they said that there's a huge lack of education on female sexuality. Sex education neglects the female anatomy and pleasure, etc. And that's something that we did touch on.
That's something that it's in it, like, again, you have to ask yourself, how can you neglect that? How can you avoid that? Because it is so dangerous.
Yep.
You know, it is so, so important for guys and girls as they grow up to learn about this.
Yep. Yeah. I 100% agree. It's not just the girls, but the guys have to understand too, because one day they're going to have children. And if one of them is a female, they want to be knowing
no,
that.
No, but I also mean sexual education.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, of course.
No,
this is what I mean. Yeah. Like, when their child is growing up, they want to be able to support their daughter as well. It shouldn't always be like the mother being like, oh, I have to talk to her about periods and things like that. The male should take a role as well.
That's true.
And just before I forget, we did get another message where someone had actually messaged me and asked us to speak about how being educated in the formal educational sense doesn't mean that people don't hold on to old views. For example, her family are educated and have been raised in a Western environment, yet still believe in izzat or honor or respect in a way that negatively impacts people. Being educated is being aware and open-minded, and not just holding a degree. And I think that's so important.
Yeah, that's true. And that's part of, she put it better than I did probably earlier, but that's... That's part of what I said, when education is not just the formal education going through the school systems and the studies, but it is also just exposing yourself to different cultures and opinions, and, you know, working on your own mindset, on your own confidence, and being more confident in making your own decisions. Like, that is all part of education. So, you know, it's, for me, it's education, motivation, and inspiration in some way. You know, that's what you should go and seek. And yeah, the school system is like, just having a degree, you can still be brainwashed in some way. You can just go through the books and learn it all and study like crazy for your exams and have that education on paper, but you haven't actually gone and reflected, or you haven't ever gone and like critically opposed the culture you're in and the patterns you're following in life. And again, here, If the system is serving you, just because you're getting the formal education doesn't really mean you would want to change much about it if it works in your interest. You know, unless you do feel some sort of empathy with the with the females in this world, and you're like, and there are guys as well, I'm sure that as they get educated, they understand the system from their perspective as well, and they're like, this is not good, this is not right.
Yeah, I fully agree. And I don't think education should be just limited to holding that degree, because to be honest with you, I learned so much more about life and how I want to be as a person away from formal education. I learned it because I went out of my way to understand why things happen. I learned about patriarchy and learned about different societal attitudes and all these things, because they were relevant to me and because I wanted to learn about them from different sources. It wasn't always about the uni degree. Like, my uni degree in commerce wasn't going to teach me shit about patriarchy. I had to take it upon myself to learn a little bit, and also discussing it with people that have been brought up in societies that didn't have that. Like, for you, you've been a huge influence in my life, you know what I mean? Yeah. Understanding how the way that I've been treated hasn't been that great, and understanding how, like, there is a way out, and it's not something that always has to be this way as well. Like, I kind of just accepted that this is just the way that things are in for our culture. But why should we accept this? We don't have to. We can help to change it.
Yeah. And what you say, same applies to me. A lot of my knowledge, even my profession nowadays, it's based on knowledge that I've learned as an autodidact, basically. So it's all self-taught.
Yep.
And the, looking back to the time I spent at school, you know, there are only certain parts that still serve me in some way today. But yeah. At the same time, I think if you break it down, you can say that the education you receive in like at school or in college, just understand that this is your right and no one can take it away from you. And it's That's nothing right. you have to bargain about, or it's nothing that someone can use as a threat to, you know, to just make you obey. This is your right. And also here, understand that it's up to your own like freedom of choice, what you want to do and where you want to go, because ideally it leads somewhere outside the kitchen or the child's playground, basically. So you're not just studying to then become the housewife and the mother, but actually something that leads into a job that you would like to do and that you're passionate about. Then at the same time, understand that education on your own time, in your spare time, is a great tool to feel empowered and to then take actions in lots of areas in your life to claim your own freedom and break free from this patriarchal system.
Yeah, and understand that your biggest accomplishment is living true to yourself, like finding a way to live with that is in harmony and how you want to be for yourself and how you view yourself, and not just for everyone else, and doing the best you can for yourself, not for anyone else, but for you. You know what I mean? And I think that's an accomplishment. Just because you got an educated, you got a degree for this, and then you got married, I don't feel like that's. Yeah. I don't feel like marriage is an accomplishment.
And education doesn't stop when you leave school or you leave college. Basically, I feel like I'm learning every day.
Yeah.
Having turned my social media into a source of knowledge and inspiration. You know, we're watching, when we're having breakfast, we're watching YouTube videos, like, you know, some shows where we get inspiration and knowledge out of it. There are podcasts out there. There are so many sources, you know, audiobooks, books, whatever you're into. Whatever you're into, do not stop. Do not stop. And it is never too late. If someone has forced you into a certain place where you couldn't finish your studies or you never got to go to college, it is never too late to open that door again. Or even if you start educating yourself and consuming certain things sort of secretly, it is never too late to start.
Yep, 100% agree. And I think that's a pretty perfect way to sum up the main message of this whole podcast today. Just do what you think is right for you. Don't worry about what people want from you or how they want you to behave and which degree that they want for you. At the end of the day, it's your life. You have to bear the consequences of your life, and you owe it to yourself to do something that makes you happy.
Beautiful. Yeah, I love that message. And I think that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Let us know in the comments below or on our social media channels how education, the lack of education, or people trying to take it away from you has affected you in your lives, and maybe also some recommendations for us for certain books or podcasts, YouTube videos, YouTube channels that you consume for your own education and inspiration. We're always looking for new stuff to check out. Yeah, again, thank you so much for watching, and I'll leave the outro, the last word, with you.
Yeah, don't forget to like, share, or subscribe if you feel like the message was something that resonated with you, or if you feel like it could help someone else. I know that a lot of us don't want to comment publicly because we're afraid of what people will see, because we have people on our following list that we don't want them to kind of see what we're following, and that's totally okay. Just share it to people you think that's gonna help them. That's what I would say. Just share the message.
Beautiful. And we'll see you next week. Bye bye.